Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone. Today we're recommending The Eye of the World, Book 1 of The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan. It's a 30-hour book, people. Think of the value. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction for your free audiobook download. And if they ask, tell them Snickerdoodle sent you. Reese's can suck it.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor, in the shadow of the mountain cry their name.
Until the deed is done.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the quest is won.
Fantasy Fiction.
The battle's in our minds.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the end of time.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today, guys, we have some tales. We have some tales for you about blood magic.
And nightmares.
Yes.
Welcome to my nightmare.
I think you're gonna magic.
This is the lyrics.
Blood magic was submitted by Mayo Kai. RPG MMAG.
That's his real name.
I think he's a fan of RPGs and MMA, and he refers to himself as a G, which I can respect, because that's him.
Yeah.
Cucumber Pancakes suggested nightmares. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, we ask that you submit your prompts in the comments of this episode on the Sunday or Monday.
Moonsday.
So let's say Sunday. The Sunday after the episode is out, that night we'll post our picks for the prompts on social media. So after that Sunday, it's kind of useless to leave your prompt. But if you leave your prompt after that day, it's still a comment. You can still do it.
you can still do it.
Your own person.
You might want to save it, though. Like,
you might want to save it for next week.
Yeah, it's kind of like showing up to like the dance like audition late. But you're not going to get picked because the roster's already been out. So maybe you wait till the next dance competition.
You know what? No, you know what? I just got to say this. Uh-huh. If it's a dance audition and someone shows up late, you know they're going to let them try out because they're like, oh my God, this could be magic.
Yeah, that's what you do, right? That's like how it happens in the movies.
Am I too late?
No.
Yes, but why don't you just go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead. And they're like, packing up, yeah.
What a feeling. Da, 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 da. What a feeling. And you and I are the judges, and we're just like, holy shit.
We're blown away.
I'm sweating. It's so good.
I'm crying.
We're just both getting water out of ourselves because your dance was so good, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's like to read your breath. Guys, Battle Keg shirts are back in stock. I just want to say that real quick. If you want a Battle Keg shirt, we sold out of some sizes, but now they're back at our store, which you can get to by simply visiting fantasyficpod.com. Am I right? Josh Henderson.
That's on the internet. It's not an actual place. So go on the internet.
It is an address. A web address.
Yes. Just in case anyone went back in time to listen to the show in, like, 1987, it's an internet address.
Or someone from the future listening to the show.
Yes.
And there's a new address invented. This is still just a web address.
Still that. Still just that. Yes.
At .com lane. Josh, what did you do this week?
Oh, man. I started to tell you a story the other day, and you told me to tell the story on the show, and now we're doing the show.
What's great is that I've successfully forgotten what you were going to tell me.
Oh, well, here we go. Okay, so last Sunday, we didn't do a show last Sunday, because it was our week off. Mm-hmm. And so it's like 1:30 in the morning, and I'm not asleep, because I don't go to sleep ever, like ever.
Okay. Yes, yes.
So it's 1:30 in the morning, East Coast time, and I hear this, like, pounding on my door, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Because that's when people knock on your door. Is it
no, 1:30? That's when people come with big checks.
Yes.
The publisher's clearinghouse is 1:30, and they knock on the door hard.
And what's his name? Jim McMahon? No, he's a football player.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Yeah. Did they still do that? I don't know if anyone's going to get that reference anymore.
He's dead. He's so dead.
Oh, okay. Do they still do the check thing? You know what? Finish your story, guys.
We'll talk about that later. I don't know if they do. I don't know. Yeah, so I like, my first thought is like, oh, Jesus, what the hell is this, right? Uh-huh. And then I hear like a policeman's like radio thingy going on.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh boy. And I see like his flashlight, like he's got his flashlight on, like in my hallway, you know, like pointing it in my house.
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh, well, so like my first thought is like someone's downstairs in the store, like breaking in.
Uh huh.
And then my second thought was, oh no, I did illegal things and they got me. And I was like, wait. No, you didn't do anything illegal. They don't know about anything. So I answered the door, and the cop, it's just one police officer, and he's like, your neighbor is drunk, and you gotta come outside and sign for him, or he's going to jail. That's what he said.
What?
Yeah. So I was
is that something cops can do? They can knock on the doors of the neighbors and just wake them up and get them to sign for their neighbors?
I guess so. So I go, like, you know, I, like roll my eyes because I'm like, okay, like, I guess I'm doing this now, right? Like, I'm not going to be like, take him to jail.
Yeah, because you're a nice guy.
Yeah, like, and it's, I didn't have to, like, actually do anything. So I like, go down the steps, and the cop's like, so, I hear you're a comedian. And I'm like, what the hell? I was like, yeah, kind of. I mean, I guess, sort of. Like, and so, like, I'm, like, walking to, like, you know, where the cop car is parked. To get my neighbor out of jail, and it turns out I did my good deed for the week. That's what I did. I didn't have to sign anything either. He just
nice. So you just got him inside, and that was it.
Yeah, he was just like, just make sure he goes inside. I don't think the cop was like wanting to take him to jail. I think he was he was like, I don't want to take him to jail, so just get him, you know.
Yeah, because he's not driving or anything. He's just
because
he just kind of like lingers around. I think I know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, he smokes out there. I mean, he was very drunk. But,
well, how drunk was he, Josh? I think I remember this part of the story.
Well, the cop on the ticket, he got like a $35 ticket, which is fucking pretty sweet, actually.
Pretty sweet for being crazy.
Yeah, and he wrote in the comments section of the ticket, because tickets have those, I guess. He wrote 0.28.
Oh my god.
Which is like I think John Bonham died at like 0.32 or something like that. Like,
wow.
So that was pretty drunk.
That's pretty high blood alcohol level.
I think that's why like he was going to take him to jail, cuz you can't just let somebody walk around like that. Like, that's, you can't let them go on their own accord, you know? Like, you got to.
No. Yeah, like, what the hell? I mean, they're crazy. I think that's crazy drunk that's listed as.
Yeah, that's like, I don't think I've ever been that. I mean, I think if I've ever been that drunk, I probably was close to dying. Like, I don't. That's insane.
Yeah, some people, I guess, they just have higher tolerance. I would just fall asleep before I get that drunk.
I would throw up before.
Yeah, I would definitely throw up. I want to be able to handle it.
I mean, I get that like, fear when I'm, like, really drunk. Do you ever get that fear where you drink, like, one last shot or something?
And you're like, that's the one.
And you're like, whoops.
That's the one. Alcohol poisoning. Yep. I'm done.
I got to go to bed now. Hope I don't die.
I try not to mess around with shots too much. Maybe one if I'm out at bar.
Yeah, it's been a little while since I've done shots, but I'll still do them. I don't care about feeling good the next day.
Yeah, who does?
What did you do this week?
Tell you what I did this week, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I watched you on Continue.
Yes.
The channel where we both make another show called Continue.
Yes.
I watched you guys play Little Samson.
Yeah.
On the NES.
Great game.
Great game. Fantastic game.
Yeah.
I recommend everyone play it. It's great. I played it myself because I watched you guys play it. And I was kind of like blown away about how magical it was.
I remember playing it like before. I don't know if I had an emulator. Like, I downloaded a bunch of them one time. And I think that's where I played it. It's great. It's super magical.
We read the booklet while we played. I played it with Corey.
Yeah.
The characters are so cool. Like, the one, it used to be a thief, and he accidentally drank, like, a rock potion, and now he's a rock guy.
Oh, what? He's and got then, a backstory?
Yeah, yeah. And then the mouse.
Yeah.
The mouse was a wizard who the thief was stealing from, and to escape him, because he used to be evil, he drank a mouse potion and became Lord of the Mice.
Dude, what?
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. I recommend everyone try that game. It's incredibly hard to find, but because it's a good, rare game.
Yeah.
And you can download it on emulators and try it. So try it out. It's a fun one. I've also been watching our other show.
Yes.
Continue Quest.
Yes.
We've been playing Secret of Mana, you and Nick and Josh.
Me, Wait, Nick, and
Josh,
Paul.
Yeah.
Hello, it's me. Paul Ritchie.
Paul, you know, you sound just like him. And then myself.
I've been working on it.
He's good. He's good. myself, Nick, and Paul have been playing Mario RPG, and we are a few episodes in. Where I think we're about five. We'll be posting six this week that
yeah.
we're posting this episode. And yeah, if you like this show, it's really just general banter stuff mm-hmm. like we do in the Wizard Hang. But we're playing Mario RPG while we do it. So it's like a video podcast, almost.
Yes. And it's yeah. Quests.
It's all quests. It's quests.
Quest-centric.
Some games.
That's right.
It's fantasy-related, so check it out,
it
guys.
Is.
Continue Quest on youtube.com/continueshow.
Also an internet address.
Also an internet address. I also saw It Follows. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's really rad. It's really stylistic, and the shots in it are really pretty, and it feels like a separate world, but also the same world?
Question mark.
It's really good. It's a really good modern horror movie. I recommend it. But enough! Enough! I want to talk about our tales of blood magic and nightmares! Welcome to it!
Dom, are you ready for my story?
I am ready for your tale of blood magic and nightmares. Let's do it, Josh.
All right, this week my story is called Pain is the New Black. All right. The moon's hung over Daranos like a pair of hefty hangers hanging over a scale, just ready to be weighed, because that's how I think prostitutes should charge their clients.
Interesting. Interesting new way.
I'm
Josh.
Changing the paradigm here of hookers.
of prostitution.
Yes. A cricket began to chirp because someone told a bad joke. A frog ribbited because someone told a racist joke.
Oh.
And a klaxon bird began to klaxon because some dude got totally burned in a back alley rap battle where the other guy rhymed cunnilingus with give my dick whiplash, ya dingus.
Whoa! Can you give a dick whiplash?
Told you I'm changing the paradigm of hookers, man.
Oh, man. I guess in Daranos, all bets are up.
All bets
what,
are
what
up.
What does that imply? What is that? I don't know.
Dick.
But go on.
Ironically, that guy went by the name DJ Smooth Talking Ladies Man, and he was.
He's also a DJ.
He's got a...
Talented. Talented.
He has a summer job. He's a DJ. But this story takes place far away from anywhere near where anyone is getting whiplash on their dick. This story takes place in the most wretched fart hole this side of the Dixississippi River. Just then, the camera panned down to reveal a sign that said, "The Pain Mines. Wear a hard hat on your dick at all times." And a klaxon bird made a noise, giving this part a real Tarantino feel. "Get to work," yelled an orc guard as he threw an old lady on the ground and cracked his whip against her walker. "Yeah, this place isn't fucking around." "Excuse me, Mr. Guard," said a young human adventurer timidly. I don't think I belong here. See, I was just taking a nap under a bapple tree, and I woke up here. Looks like we got a back sasser here, said the orc as he raised his whip and cracked it against one of the old lady's colostomy bags.
Oh.
Whoa, why are you hitting her? I was the one who asked the question, asked the adventurer. Sass it up, runt, the orc replied as he grabbed the old lady from behind and German suplexed her right into the damn dirt.
Oh my god.
Her bones cracked against the rocks she had just spent all day cracking her bones against, mining them out of the wall.
Oh my god.
I just want to know who's in charge here, the adventurer pleaded. Pain. Pain is in charge here, said the orc as he picked up the old lady, looked deeply into her foggy blue eyes, and Frenched her so hard her curlers began to fall out.
Oh. Whoa, this is getting very bizarre.
She seemed to kind of be into it, but several other pain mine slaves were looking on and began to work harder because they didn't want to get French so hard that their curlers began to fall. Oh god, I'll get back to work, said the adventurer as he turned away in shame having caused that old lady so much pain. Your new name is 821, said the orc in between kisses. Get used to it, he finished as he whipped off the old lady's bra.
Whoa, this is now, okay. This is wrong.
Dude, you never know what you're going to get.
This is painful.
I know. That's why it's called the pain month. Hey, I didn't make it up.
You did.
It's a real place. I went and I documented this exact thing happening.
Oh, wait, yeah, this is real. Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is totally real.
Real world, yeah. Yeah.
This is absolutely real. Suddenly, a whistle blew loudly throughout the entire cave. Meal time, you sassy maggots, said another orc guard. The pain miners' chains clanged as they all lined up to receive their gruel. What are we doing? Asked number 821 to another miner. Keep your mouth shut, or we'll both get Frenched, said the other miner quietly. Finally, a pizza delivery skeleton came in holding like 100 pizza boxes. Oh, sweet pizza, said number 821. No, not Papa John's again, shouted a troll miner down the line as three guards tackled him into the ground. I can't take the diarrhea anymore. It just explodes out of my butt. I don't even digest it. My ass sounds like one of those water fountains people put in their Zed gardens, he screamed. As the guards dragged him down a side cavern while he clawed at the wall, ripping his fingernails off.
Oh.
As the torchlight hit the wall, number 821 could see fingernail marks and blood all over the wall from other miners, because this happens a lot. Where are they taking him? Asked number 821. Back to Papa John's, said the other miner. Papa John's is people. An orc guard slammed down a slice of pizza into number 821's gruel bowl. The pizza had eyes and a mouth on it, and it said, Hey, I used to be named Joey. Joey Pizza. Number 821 dropped the pizza and tried not to throw up in his mouth, but then decided he'd rather do that than eat Papa John's. Fuck Papa John's.
Yo, this story's got this right. It is made people.
Dude, Papa John's will give you diarrhea every time.
Papa J. Fuck Papa J.
Suddenly, another whistle blew. Go to sleep, you filthy pieces of sassy shit. We got a long day of pain mining and Frenching to do tomorrow, said the orc guard. All the miners lay where they were standing and used rocks for pillows and rocks for blankets. And one guy painted a face on a rock and made it into his rock girlfriend. Just another day in the pain mines. Number 821 began to shut his eyes when suddenly four orc guards marched into the cavern and picked him up. Wait, no, he screamed. I don't want to end up like Joey Pizza. The orc guards carried 821 through a series of tunnels. As they went along, 821 could see the faces of 1,000 adventurers, skelemen, troll, elves, and merc monks, all broken from having endured the horrors of the mine. Oh, you call man. That Frenchin? Shouted an orc guard as he whipped the skeleman. Ow, my bare bones! Yelped the skeleman, who was at an obvious Frenching disadvantage because he didn't have any tongues or lips. Finally, the orcs arrived at a giant wooden door deep within the mine. They pounded the secret knock into the wood to the beat of the drum solo and the beginning of Hot for Teacher, and after a moment, the door opened. The orcs threw number 821 onto the ground in a heap and shut the door again. "I'll be right with you," said a creepy old voice from within the darkened room.
Who are you?"
821 asked nervously. "Pain Warden Minos," he replied calmly. "I'm here to harvest your pain," he said, as just then the torches in the room lit themselves and 821 could see an orc on a table with all kinds of tubes going into him and a ball gag in his mouth for no apparent reason.
Whoa!
The orc was strapped down, and above him was a giant hourglass full of disgusting liquid where his fluids were being drained. I bet there was even some jizz in there.
Could be.
Chances are.
Chances are pretty good.
You harvest pain? Asked 821. Why?
Well, you know, it's used in a lot of stuff. Murder potions, the cloudy liquid in all sea balls, the stuff that makes the runes on your talking stone glow at night. It's pretty much our version of oil. I mean, so, you know, we shouldn't be using it, but like, what are you gonna do?
821 felt the fear rise in him as he saw the last drops of liquid being sucked from the orc, who looked like a deflated pool toy after a party where your parents aren't home, and you know there's jizz in that pool. Pain Warden Minos opened up a closet, took out a coat hanger, and hung up the skin of the orc inside.
"He'll be fine in a few days. Now hop on," he said as he patted the table.
"No way," yelled 821 as he began to bang on the wooden door to escape. Suddenly, in a blink, he felt himself laying on the hard wooden table as the straps began to strap him in magically.
How did you do that?" yelled 821.
"I'm magic!" Soon, 821 felt the life drained from him. His lips became parched, and he got really thirsty, like when you're hungover and you need a Pedialyte. Life began to literally drain out of him into the jizzy hourglass. Soon, everything was dark.
Wake up, honey, said a familiar voice.
Number 821, wake up.
Mom? Mom? Shouted 821 sleepily.
Yes, sweetheart, it's me. Definitely your mom.
Oh, God, Mom, I had the worst dream. I dreamt I was in the pain mines and guards were Frenching everyone and Joey Pizza was there and they sucked my fluids out into an appropriately symbolic hourglass and there was a magic man. He was a magic man, Mama! I'm so glad it was all a dream and now I'm finally at home with my family.
Well, sweetheart, said the mom, you're not. I'm in the pain mines, too.
No! Shouted 821 as he looked around to see everyone toiling away and random guards whipping and kissing poor fools.
And so is the rest of our family, said the mom again, as 821 looked around to see his entire extended family working in the mines, and then he saw his grandma Frenching a guard and she was liking it.
No!
He screamed. Finn.
Oh my god. Oh. My God, does the Papa John's bring them back to life? Is that what happened?
Papa John's has never brought anything back to life.
It only reanimated lifeless
That's right.
skin and bone.
Joey Pizza.
Well, you're in the pain mines again!
The motherfucking pain mines again! There's no fucking escape this time!
I'm trapped in the pain mine, baby!
Somebody stop me.
There it is. First single.
I hope you recorded it.
We'll be right back.
right, Josh, are you ready for the third installment of this tale?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right, guys. This one's called Heart of Fear.
Whoa.
The wizard tower of Count Bindle the Pyromancer burned in the hot summer night. For being the home of a pyromancer, the building was not fireproof whatsoever, and that spiral staircase did not clear fire regulations, especially with those stacks of dry, dusty hay that Frendel the Troll liked to chew on when he was bored. Yep. But none of that matters anymore. Frendel's dead. Dale Windbeam, former guard and middle-aged murder accomplice, ran through the woods with the heat of the fire's flames on his back and a burn in his purse, for the topaz of Tupaca was tucked away inside.
I still love that name.
Stick me in your peel, whispered the topaz inside Dale's mind. No! He shouted as he tried to run faster to further distract himself from the topaz. I mean, he knew it was a bad idea to stick a magical topaz into his pee hole. But man, for some reason, that topaz made it sound awesome. Like, maybe it would cure his shoulder problem awesome. The clouds rumbled with thunder as it began to spit. Dale's run slowed to a jog, then a gym class run, mm-hmm. and finally a brisk walk as he approached the gates of Talandriel.
We used to call it walking the trackball in high school.
Oh, yeah, where you really, like, phone in a run.
Yeah, you're like, I'm healthy enough, I don't need to try.
Or, I'm unhealthy enough and I'll never be really healthy, so just forget it. I'll get a 14-minute on this mile. On what business do you wish to enter the city at this hour? Asked the only non-elf guard at this elf capital. I got a pee real bad, answered Windbeam. Oh, get in here, shouted the guard. Lift the gate quick, this guy's gotta take a piss.
What a nice guard.
The gates began to open as Dale did a horizontal roll under the gate, and it was super funny looking. So we ran and then rolled.
Like you just rolled
way.
like a roller
hot dog, like a hot dog off a counter.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Run, boy! Shouted the gate guard on the ground as Dale rolled back into a run. It was awesome.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah. Saying the word pee reminded Dale of pee hole and that great suggestion the brain talking topaz had. He tried to forget it as the rain turned into a full on pour. Dale turned down a street as his left arm began to reach for the purse.
What?
Uncontrolled.
Oh, no.
He clenched his fist to resist it, but the topaz's magic was too strong. Dale's left hand slapped himself across the face, then continued to the purse. Dale didn't struggle with it. He was too close now. If he could just drop the topaz off inside and be rid of it.
Mm-hmm,
he ran as hard as he could through the city streets, splashing puddles all over and getting his socks wet. Gross. His left hand fiddled with the purse's button. Dale saw the Gemini family insignia of a dagger through a heart carved onto the huge wooden front doors. He climbed the mansion steps. The purse's button was finally undone when Dale slipped, falling backward.
No.
He caught himself on the railing with his left hand, breaking the topaz's magic at the last second.
Thank God.
The rain continued to pour as Dale regained his footing. The front door opened on its own. At this door was a short goblin wench. Witch. It's not a wench. It's witch.
Witch.
She glared at Dale with her long green nose poking out from underneath her black hood. Who's there? She asked. My name is Dale Windbeam. I've retrieved the topaz of Tupaca, and I wish to be rid of it, said the man, holding the purse out to the witch. Shh! She hushed, grabbing the purse.
Oh, no.
The ears of a thief are always listening.
That's wise.
It's wise words. She opened the door slightly and gestured Dale inside. Dale was soaked. He left a trail of water on the mansion's floor as the two walked through the halls. The mansion had been entirely stripped of gold.
Oh, my God.
Word of Sir Encrusted's death spread quickly, and the halls were looted within hours, said the witch. There was even a rumor that his bones were made of gold. So some trolls dug him up and found the rumor to be false. But one of them thought it was, like, funny to hit their friend with the bone of a guy who almost fucked some gold. So the grave is pretty desecrated. The witch walked to the door to the of the basement as it opened on its own.
Oh my god, this house is great.
Yeah, oh yeah. They descended the spiral staircase inside. So you and Sir Encrusted are, said Dale, evil friends, finished the witch. The name's Mesmereld. My shack burned down during a wizard duel between two bog wizards, and I had nowhere to go. Since we're both evil, he decided to let me live inside his basement until I get my things together. We would help each other out here and there with evil stuff, like, you know, cursing a ring or something. Wait, so Sir Encrusted has actually showed sympathy? Asked Dale, amazed. Isn't that a nice thing? No. Doing a nice thing for an openly evil person is evil.
That's some, like, multiplying by negative stuff right there.
Yeah, it's just bad. It's zero, man. Yeah. You'd think it'd be nice, but no. It's just eviler than you can even imagine. She waved two fingers to a blank wall that dissolved right before Dale's eyes.
What?
Behind it were her small living quarters, which was mostly moving boxes, a cauldron, and her black cat, who watched from the shelf as the two approached the cauldron at the center of the room. If you can resist the gem's forwardness, you can use it to talk to the spirit world, the witch said as she dropped the topaz into her cauldron. The water began to boil, then quickly settled as it was now turned pink.
Whoa.
On its surface, a blue projection of the spirit world and the face of Sir Encrusted Gemini.
Yay, boy.
The lost elf spirit laughed maniacally. Ha ha! I can feel my power coming back to me already, it said. This shouldn't be happening, said Till, half scared, half pissed off. You're bad, you're crazy bad. I was murdered, you fool, snapped the elf spirit. This spirit world stuff, it's part of the rules. Besides, it's your fault I was murdered and in this state. I'm just taking advantage of my situation. I was lucky enough not to be turned into one of those disgusting skeletons. A skeleton looter who disguised himself as a model skeleton, when he tried to rob the basement and was spotted, almost spotted, by Ms. Mereld, quietly shed a tear to himself in the next room.
What a brilliant looter.
Yeah, he was like,
he just
oh,
hangs
no.
himself up on the rack.
Yeah, ding, just like bones are clinking. like skeleton. But your quest is almost complete, the spirit continued. Yes, you thought it was done, but it's just so much more evil to spin this on you now. There is one more thing you must do. Dale gulped because he remembered he was speaking to a spirit, and that's scary. Yeah. Also, more work? Come on.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
Take note, said Sir Encrusted Spirit. You must retrieve these items. Twisted Claw of a Wicked Raven.
Whoa.
How will I know if the raven is wicked? Asked Dale. Oh, you'll know, replied Sir Encrusted sternly. Blood of a virgin elk. How will I know if the elk is virgin?
I know a guy, said Ms. Mereld.
Dale appreciated this for a moment, then remembered that it was a nice gesture, ultimately, for an
evil
guy.
Person.
Making it an evil thing.
That's right. Yep.
Sir Encrusted quickly listed off the rest of the items. The wing of a bapu, the wing of a regular bat, any fang from any animal, the dust of a graveyard. What? Interrupted Dale. No! This is the Dracula recipe! You will help me enter this world again, Dale Wimbeam. First my mom, now you! Said the spirit. You'll be cursed, Dale argued. Damned to live forever, and we all know that's not really a good thing because it actually happens here in this magical land.
Mm-hmm. It's
Wait.
Canon.
No, that's what you want. You don't care about having to see everyone and everything die before your eyes, because the only thing you care about is gold. And that's right, said the spirit of Sir Encrusted Gemini. I'm not just gonna fuck some gold.
What?
I'm gonna fuck all the gold.
Oh my god, that's the most evil shit I've ever heard.
The ears of a thief who was drinking a glass of milk heard this, did a spit take, and said, oh, what the fuck? I know gold is an inanimate object, but it also does not have a say in that. So it is not consensual at all. And I certainly don't want to be holding a piece of gold that some dude's dick touched.
That's like all money, right? That's like every dollar bill you've ever touched.
Dude, that's his goal, man. He's going to live forever and just fuck gold forever.
Dude, oh my god, he's a genius.
A genius. No! Protested Dale again. He folded his arms. I won't do it. This is too evil. Sir Encrusted examined his spirit nails. You know, he said, I was thinking of doing this thing where I break a plate against your wall as a ghost when you're sleeping and then scream your name really loudly.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's too scary. I'll do it. Quickly. When you finish gathering the ingredients, bring them back here to Ms. Mereld. She will perform the blood ritual. Now, if you'll excuse me, another evil guy who was also murdered is teaching me how to sword fight, said Sir Encrusted as a shorter, stockier spirit with a mustache and a suit of armor appeared next to him. I got some evil friends who are making me a goddamn mummy right now. I'm gonna get that rat bastard who betrayed me.
Dude, being dead is awesome. Man. It's like fucking camp. I want to be dead.
Everyone's just evil and just trying to work their way back into the, like, why does the spirit world exist? Guys, we just get back into things.
It's so good. Oh, man.
Have at you, shouted Dale as the two leaped out of frame. That night, Dale slept in the witch's guest bedroom, which was actually a closet. With his head on his purse, he dreamed something wicked. A nightmare of murder, chaos, the city of Talandriel covered in black, blood dripping on a blank wall for 20 minutes in a really artistic shot. Scary claws rip transitioning to some flies feasting on a rotting wolf carcass.
Oh my god.
Scary claws rip transitioning back to the blood. Lightning, a wolf's howl, feed him more blood.
Oh my god.
Dale sat up, covered in sweat. The end of this part to be
continued. Oh! Get ready for part four.
It's coming, guys.
I need to know what happens with this gold fucking.
Dude, is gold gonna get fucked? We're worried.
I ain't worried about it. I'm
looking for
it. I'm horny for it.
Oh, man.
Great story. Great story.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Hey, it continues next episode.
Yes.
I'm having fun. I'm finally using the characters that I made. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to another episode of Fantasy Fiction, and thank you, Josh, for being the wonderful little piece of beauty in my life.
Thank you for being a wonderful big piece of my life. See what I did there?
Hey, hey. Thank you.
Big in terms of importance.
Yes.
Because you're ripped.
And you're cut.
I mean, not lately. I've been eating a lot of honey.
Oh my god. There's a place in Koreatown called Honey Me.
Oh yeah.
And we looked at the menu last night.
Oh my god.
And they serve just sweet cream ice cream, vanilla.
With honey on it?
With honey on it.
Fuck
and
that. Oh my
they
god.
They have honeycomb on it too.
I'm doing that tonight because I got ice cream and honey. Fucking shit.
Dude, I heard it and I was like, that's genius. That's
you wouldn't
why
think.
Have I not put honey on my ice cream before?
God, Koreans know about the honey. I don't know if that's true, but these ones do.
There's the Korean chain of Jollibee out here as well. It's quite good. It's fried chicken.
Oh.
And it's a little bee. I think you can get some honey to put on the chicken.
Oh, yeah,
I could talk about fried chicken for a little bit, Josh.
Yeah, I love chicken. Like, I fucking love chicken. All chicken.
I love chicken. Mm.
Any chicken.
Especially a finger.
Chicken finger? Oh, I might get some chicken fingers, too.
Ooh, I love a chicken finger. Mm, I'm so hungry. Oh, my gosh.
We shouldn't do this podcast when we're hungry.
No, we shouldn't. We got to get out of here. We got to go eat some stuff. I want to talk about the Twitch channel, though, real quick. I've been playing some games on Twitch, and it's been fun. Twitch.tv/FantasyFicPod is our channel. YouTube Gaming is coming out, which is like another streaming service, so I don't know if I'll switch to that when it comes out. It seems like it would make more sense since this podcast goes up on YouTube.
Right.
But we'll figure it out.
We'll see how it works, right?
Because
we don't,
I got to see how it works first.
Yeah.
But I imagine it would actually be better. But
probably.
But anyway, for now, I'm playing games there. And our friend Torsland, who did the track Everkeg Tavern, which is the song used between mine and Josh's stories. So if you want to download that song, just search Everkeg Tavern and you'll find his SoundCloud page where you can download it. He did a track similar to the game that I was playing the other night. I sat through and beat Super Castlevania 4.
That's crazy.
It was a lot of fun. It's pretty simple. It's a pretty easy game.
I've never played that one.
It's a remake of Part 1, the original Castlevania. It's really, really, really good. It's like you can whip in all directions.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's all this crazy Mode 7 stuff that's actually really cool.
That's cool.
And what's the other thing that I really like about that? Oh, the soundtrack is amazing. It's one of the best video game soundtracks.
There's a song on it that goes, "Welcome to my nightmare.
I think you're gonna Dracula."
Damn! It's like not, the guy's not saying damn, it's a guitar note going, but it sounds like damn.
Yeah, it sounds like damn, but it's tuned to the dude.
Yeah.
Damn! But like it's a transition from the note on the guitar
to the singing.
To another note, but it's not a note, it's a guy screaming damn
dude.
At that note. Yes.
God damn.
Is that how Damn Yankees was created? Is that the origin story? I'll see that.
Find out next time on Fantasy Fiction.
Straight out of Yankees. Let's go. Anyway, I've been playing a lot of Castlevania because I've been working on this story, you know, and I was thinking of a way to bring Sir Encrusted back
because
I wanted to bring him back. And then I was like, oh, maybe a vampire. I started playing a bunch of the Castlevania games.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. I've developed a new love for them. I played Symphony of the Night and like some of the ones on DS. But the old ones are really challenging and really fun.
I had Castlevania 64. It's dark, meaning you can't see anything.
It's actually been taken out of the official canon of Castlevania.
Because it's
so bad.
Yeah. I didn't buy it. It just showed up at my house one day.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. There were a few games that I had that did that, and I don't know. Maybe I'm like sleepwalk kleptoed them. I don't think so.
That's pretty spooky for a game that bad to be showing up in.
I think a ghost was like, "This game's terrible," and he just like left it in my N64.
Yes. Yeah, maybe someone did just leave it there. Like, I don't want this anymore.
The police showed up at my door at 1:30 and were like, "Do you want this game?"
Good news. We found this game outside. Josh, we just want to be your friend. So I beat Castlevania 4. Torsland, our friend who made the Everkeg Tavern song, he made a video of all of the boss fights and some of the more memorable moments from the stream.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's really awesome. And it's on his channel, The Bone Sword, I believe it's called. I'll leave it as an annotation in this YouTube video. Mm-hmm. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can just click right on the link there. And it's a track that sounds like a track from Castlevania 4. It's actually really, really, really awesome. We liked it. It's on our favorites. If you check out our channel on our favorites playlist, also on that playlist. I love that song. It's so funny. We're about to start playing it again.
I know.
The Eagles are coming back around.
I watched the preseason game today, and I was like, man, it's not the same without Tim Allen techno.
It never is. Nothing is the same after Tim Allen techno.
My life wasn't the same, that's for sure.
That's for sure. But thanks, guys, again for listening to another episode. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at FantasyFicPod. If you want to find us on Facebook, it's /FantasyFic. And you can find us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube, guys. YouTube.com/FantasyFic. Josh, is there anything you wanted to bring up?
I just want to thank everyone for listening to the show and tell everyone how much I love you for listening to the show. People tweet all the time at me about the show and some of the ongoing jokes we do, and always makes me laugh. You guys are real funny.
Thank you guys for showing your love that way. We really appreciate interacting with you guys, and it's fun laughing with Josh here on the show, but it's fun laughing with you guys as well, and I hope you guys are having a great time, because you've listened to 68 episodes, and we're about to do 69.
We're about to do a 69.
A 69th episode. Ladies and gentlemen, it will mark the 2-year anniversary of our show.
It's like we planned it that way. We totally did it. We totally did it.
We planned it for 2 years.
That's right. That's right.
Way to go, Josh.
2 years.
We are very fortunate this happened.
I know. We couldn't have planned it better.
Because this 69 is like a really important number. People love that number.
People laugh at it. I don't get it.
I don't know why. I don't know. But it's coming. Wink. Next episode.
Heyo, jackpot.
Heyo. But guys, until next week.
Have a good week, everyone, and keep on 69ing.
Oh, whoa!
Change it up. Change it up. I'm doing the robot.
I'm not going to say no. Keep on wizarding, everyone. I'm just going to say that one.
That one.
Keep on wizarding. Have a good week, everyone. We'll see you in 2 weeks on the 69th episode.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Baby.
Gosh, say goodbye.
Goodbye, baby.